everybody, what's going on? How you doing out there? It's me, Victor Sarung, and welcome to Go Spend, Go Save. Now, I want to talk about the stock market and the Bitcoin market. If you're into stocks and you had money in the stock market, you went long on the stock market and you had your money in there, well, you did suffer a loss, okay? You suffered a major loss. And the Bitcoin market, if you're long, you suffered a loss, but in terms of government money. Now, let me just briefly try to expand upon what I'm talking about here. Okay, now let's go to the stock market. The stock market is currently in a bear market, okay? The Bitcoin market is also in a bear market. As a matter of fact, in 1 week, the price of Bitcoin, in terms of government fiat currency, dropped from $9,200 to $3,860 in 1 week, okay, as of the making of this episode. Now, we got to remember, with Bitcoin, this is government money. But always remember, one Bitcoin is one Bitcoin. So this bear market is the opportunity for everybody to participate. Bitcoin Satoshis are cheaper now to purchase, a lot cheaper. So even if you are financially struggling, you can get your hands on some Satoshis. Now, this is a perfect opportunity. Right now, as of the making of this episode, the price of one Bitcoin went up to $5,270. Okay? So right now, for just $53, you can purchase 1 million Satoshis. That's 1% of a Bitcoin. Now, let's look at the stock market. Okay, the stock market is in a bear market now, okay? And everybody's panicking, and people sold out. Just like in the Bitcoin market, a lot of people sold out. And for what? Because of the coronavirus? There's a state of emergency, basically worldwide, with the coronavirus. Here in America, President Trump, he basically has banned travel for 1 month from Europe to America, and cargo also from Europe to America. And people are freaking out. They're bugging out. As a matter of fact, when I go out in the streets, there's a lot less traffic, and I'm seeing more people wearing masks and gloves in public. And people are panicking. And a lot of people are actually staying indoors now because I guess they're scared of catching the virus and maybe getting sick, or passing the virus on to their loved ones, especially if they have elderly people or people who are already sick with other ailments. So people are panicking, and businesses are suffering, especially the airlines, the hotels, I guess car rentals that are related to the travel industry. Everything is suffering right now, okay? But, and I'm stressing, but this is an opportunity for you to purchase Bitcoin, okay? You can purchase Bitcoin. I stacked some more sats upon hearing this news, and I'm still stacking sats. I'm taking advantage. I'm actually being a little more aggressive than usual in terms of stacking Satoshis. And like I said, if you're struggling right now financially, you might want to consider right now to just purchase some Satoshis. This is a perfect opportunity for a poor person to get in on Bitcoin. And I'm stressing Bitcoin because this is real money and it's a real asset. And in terms of the stock market, well, you have to decide when you want to get back in. Okay? There are technical indicators that you can look at. Fear indexes, like the volatility index, the put-to-call ratios, you can look at those. Look at the price and volume of the actual major indexes and look at the trends and decide for yourself when you want to get back in or if you want to sell. Now, here's the thing about selling. A lot of people have gotten so scared they sold out because of fear. Okay, they sold out, whether it be the stock market or the Bitcoin market. Now, the time you should really sell in the stock market is if you purchase a stock or an ETF or some sort of security that is stock related. And if you have a minor loss at the time of your purchase in the stock market, perhaps 6, 7, 8%, you should sell then, okay? That way you minimize your losses. Always minimize your losses in the stock market. Now, if you were making money in the stock market and the stock market's booming and everybody is becoming so confident in the stock market, well, then that's the time you should also sell, okay? When everybody's wanting to get into the stock market and they're asking questions about the stock market, that's when you should sell. When the average Joe or Jane, the average person is getting into the stock market, that's when you should get out. When the stock market is really good, that's when you get out. Now, with Bitcoin, when everybody is buying because everybody's so optimistic about the price of Bitcoin going up and everybody's so confident in the price of Bitcoin and more people are buying Bitcoin, well, you don't sell Bitcoin, okay? That's one thing you don't do. You don't sell it, okay? You just watch it, but you don't sell it. Why? Because Bitcoin is a real asset. And Bitcoin is not the stock market, okay? Remember that. Bitcoin is not the stock market. I do understand when the stock market drops, Bitcoin will drop, as we've seen. But Bitcoin is not the stock market. Bitcoin is money. Bitcoin is your property. Bitcoin is a real solid asset. So with Bitcoin, you want to just keep on accumulating through the ups and downs, okay? That's what you want to do. Accumulate through the ups and downs and build your Bitcoin base, buy and hold, or as they say, buy and hodl. Especially now, you should not have been selling through the fear of Corona. Okay? The whole coronavirus fear, the whole thing with Trump banning travel and cargo from Europe, you should have held on and just hold on to your Bitcoin. Okay? Don't sell out of panic. If the price drops, you buy more. Or you just hold on. This is a perfect opportunity to buy more Bitcoin. The biggest mistake is to sell your Bitcoin at a loss. Okay? Because once you sell your Bitcoin at a loss, the price can run up. You see, now the price went up from $3,860 currently to $5,270. Okay, so the price went back up. So those who sold at the bottom out of fear and panic, now they missed out on the price run up. Those who held on, they are in the price run up. Bitcoin will eventually hit a new all-time price high sometime in the future. And another reason that you don't want to sell Bitcoin is because, remember, the halving is coming up in May of 2020, okay? In 2 months, the halving is coming up as of the making of this episode. And remember this about Bitcoin, okay? No matter how much fear there is, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what kind of epidemic is going on, Bitcoin protocol will remain the same. The same Bitcoin is going to be mined block by block. The same amount of Bitcoin is going to be mined block by block until the halving occurs. And then that amount of Bitcoin is going to be mined. The same amount, block by block. Everything else is going to stay the same. The 21 million Bitcoin price limit, I mean, amount limit into the year 2140 is going to stay the same. The only thing that's going to really change is the difficulty in mining Bitcoin and the hash rate. Those are the only two things that mainly change. And if you look at it in a broader sense, what also changes are the people that's buying and selling, that's holding, and the people or the businesses that are mining the Bitcoin. Those are the only things that really change in Bitcoin. But other than that, everything else stays the same. It's still the same public ledger. You could see what's going on, where the Bitcoin is traveling. And, well, another thing that's also changing is the technology that's being built around Bitcoin and the Lightning Network and Taproot, Schnorr signatures, all this stuff is being built around Bitcoin. Liquid sidechains, developing, everything is developing around Bitcoin. So you just want to buy it. Just buy it and hold it. And you can have some if you want to spend. But spend it through the Lightning Network, okay? But do not sell your Bitcoin unless it's an absolute emergency, okay? And this is why you also want to have some money set aside for emergency spending in terms of government fiat currency, okay? But right now, just look at your finances. Look at what you can buy in terms of Bitcoin. And also, when you look at the stock market, just study it and see where you want to get back in. If you sold out, there's always another opportunity to get back into the stock market, okay? This is actually better now with the stock market because a lot of that excess money has been washed away, all that excessive speculation and optimism is gone. Okay, so now the stock market is going to soon be on a clean slate. Okay, so this is the time now to start looking at stocks, looking at ETFs, and start doing your financial planning over again. Okay, if you had a loss, you had a major loss, well, use it as a learning lesson. But you got to remember, people, we need these market drops, whether it be in the stock market or the Bitcoin market. We do need these market drops to clean away that excess money and to have new money come in. So you could say, well, hey, you know, I'm scared because of coronavirus. I don't know what's going to happen. Well, let me tell you something. You could catch a coronavirus if you go out and mingle with people and do your business. Or you can also go outside and get hit by a car. You can get shot with a gun. Somebody could try to rob you or hurt you. You could slip and fall and hurt yourself and lose your life. You can catch a heart attack and die. Anything can happen. You cannot live your life in fear, okay? Locking yourself up because you're scared of catching this virus, that's fear, okay? You cannot make money just locking yourself up in the house. You have to go out there and make money. You have to go out there and make money and have some money for Bitcoin. Have some money for the stock market, okay? Don't worry about all the excess noise that's out there. Worry about making money. That's what counts. Anyway, people, it's me, Victor Sarung, and thank you for taking the time to check out Go Spend, Go Save.